listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. The 4 o'clock happy hour rolls on. Lots of people with opinions today, not just me. 844-967-2789. Here's another fine one, my friend Pizza the Box. Welcome, Pizza. What are you doing?
Damn, CJ gets on. I bet I just set a record. I held through 3 breaks, and it's because he's so popular. But let me tell you something. As a guy who graduated high school with CJ.
And CJ and also graduated?
Yes. And a man who has, by the way, he first of all, he wants you to believe that, you know, reading, writing, and arithmetic, they weren't his greatest subjects, but history was probably his worst. Anyway, and as a man whose 2 sons are black and all my grandchildren are black, it's easy to explain. You don't teach opportunity. CJ and I always had more opportunities than both of my sons ever had just because they were brown. Anybody who doesn't believe that is kind of an idiot, and that would explain part of the problem, wouldn't it? I mean, you can't even get past that. It's not critical race theory. It's American history revised with facts.
Pizza right? Box, let me ask you. I'm going to take you down a different tangent here for just a moment. I know you've always been a Bernie Sanders guy, and you're a Fight for 15 guy. And I know you believe in wage equity and opportunities for all Americans. And while certainly black people have caught the worst that America has to give, isn't the problem beyond just black and white? I mean, it's socioeconomic, and it's the lack of opportunities, not just for black people, but I think the reason that people are so embracive of Donald Trump is because the economy left them behind. You know, they can't provide for their families. They owe the company store all the time. Pizza Box, can any of these issues be solved if we had a better solution for the entirety of the 99%?
It's called systemic inequality, right? And it also works against a lot of white people, which is, you know, is frustrating. But let me tell you know, white people commit a lot of crimes too, don't we?
Listen, sure we do.
White people, white guys commit the crime. They don't always do the damn time. And we see a lot of black guys doing time 40-some years, 20-some years for crimes they didn't even commit. And even after they knew they didn't commit it, they didn't let them out, and they didn't know no reparations, any of that. Of course you know where I stand on all of this. I mean, I've been caught with marijuana 4 times, never went to jail.
That'd make you a felon 3 times over under Wisconsin statute, Pizza Box.
Yeah, right. My son got caught twice, and it was jail both times. And it wasn't for, like, you know, dealing or anything. So, you know, people can pretend, and they can make excuses, and CJ can guffaw and do things like that. But it's not like he's really accomplished. And I think that that's probably why he is the way he is. He's frustrated because he's had opportunities. And just like myself, CJ's blown a lot of those opportunities. And you guys can
Well, we've all done that, Michael.
No, Bob, Jake, hey, listen, you don't have to apologize. You're right on both counts. You know, when you remain ignorant, you stay dumb.
Pizza Box, appreciate your call. If you'd like to hear his opinions, he levels them and lays them out every Saturday at noon right here on Devil Radio, outside the Pizza Box. He's a fine host in his own regard. Thank you, Michael. Keep going down the phones, 844-967-2789. Tom from McFarland, you're up, Tom. Welcome back.
Hello, thank you very much. You know, just to really quick, as far as the vouchers, and again, you got to like the fact that, I don't know, the GOP does not seem to understand context or history. And the reason why the Democrats have been resisting the voucher program is not because we are, it's the voucher program in and of itself. It's because of the fact that A, study after study has demonstrated that the voucher program does not generate any better outcomes than the public school program, especially in Milwaukee County, where we see quite a few worse outcomes.
Well, in 25 years, you think they would have provided some solutions if there were some solutions to be offered. But, you know, Tom, I differ from you in that regard. I am against the choice schools. I know that Wisconsin's constitution says you get a free public education, but we can't afford 2. And the fact that these schools, so many of these schools are church schools, and the fact that we've never properly litigated the separation of church and state when it comes to the state funding the educations of kids going to church schools. But Tom, I'd roll back the voucher program. That's an issue that Tony Evers and I have never seen eye to eye on. Tony, of course, is the former DPI Department of Public Instruction superintendent here in the state of Wisconsin, knows that it is 25 years encrusted in the current system. Tony would say, what are we going to throw all these kids out on the streets? I, Tom, would say, no, we would reintegrate them into the public school system, and we would put the resources back behind the public schools. But that's not exactly what CJ was arguing.
But no, but I think you're also the other aspect as far as why the Democrats have been resisting is because the voucher led by the GOP, they want different set of playing rules underneath the public school systems. There are certain criteria and standards that must be met. Everything from the qualifications and licensure of teachers to, you know, outcomes that need to be, you know, what needs to be taught. How do we know if a child has received a good education? Underneath the GOP and the voucher program, they don't want those schools to have that level of scrutiny. Like you said, with the church schools, there are schools out there that want to teach creationism, and anything that is not of the Bible is just heresy. So they don't need to teach their kids things like chemistry.
Well, Tom, biology, you can do that on your own dime if that's your strongly held belief. Then take your kid to church school and pay the tuition. Just don't hand me the bill.
Yes, exactly. But CJ believes that the reason why the Democrats are resisting the expansion is because we just want to resist the expansion. And he does not, like typical GOP, he does not want to take a look at the facts about how come that resistance is there. It's not that we are opposing education. We're opposing flat earth education. And you know, like you said, if the state, if the individual, if your private citizen wants to pay that, you know, Godspeed, have fun. But my tax dollars should not have to pay for somebody else's flat earth theory, or just like CJ doesn't think CRT should be taught in the school.
Okay, I'm going to play contrarian just for one more second, Tom. I've got plenty of friends that have no children, or at least not yet. And they look at me sometimes and they think, why should I have to pay extra property taxes to keep your sniveling kids in the public schools, Crudy? How do we answer to that? Is it a parallel question?
Yes, because one of the things that you just asked as far as what are solutions, you know, how do we resolve these issues as far as poverty and low opportunities? And the one thing that we do know as far as with education, the more education is expanded, especially within the higher education, the greater the opportunity. You take a look at Black families, and the GI Bill, when it was first introduced back in the 40s, that opened the door for tens of thousands of individuals who never would have been able to go to college. Prior to World War II, it was a very select few who went to college. Post-World War II, with the GI Bill, the floodgates opened, with one exception. If you were a person of color, you were denied GI Bill benefits. Even if you were a veteran, even if you served, sorry, GI Bill is only for white soldiers, not for Black soldiers. So now we have this generation. You know, you mentioned that having a higher education was instilled in you, probably because your mom went to school and her mom and so on and so forth. This is a generational thing. We see this time after time. Within Black families, there is not a similar correlation because college was slammed shut for those older generations. And it's only until recently that we're starting to see expansion within Black college graduates. But even within that aspect, we're seeing that you would think, like, as far as Black families who have a college graduate, the income disparity that exists between those families and a white family with a college education is massive.
Tom, I'm going to cut you short, man. I appreciate your thoughts. Certainly the lack of home equity, the lower percentages of home ownership, because where do the average middle-class family go? I mean, I had a kid looking at going to Edgewood University, an adaptive college program. And, you know, we talked about the vouchers. Well, part of the reason I resist the vouchers, Tom, because they can be selective in the students they choose to give the voucher to and have enroll in their schools. I got a kid who has an IEP, a federal adjustment to his educational program, because he has certain cognitive limitations. Now, he's a great kid, and he can probably go to college on an adaptive program, and we're knocking on wood. We're hoping to get him into college on an adaptive program. But those are opportunities that are being made available because my wife is working her ass off trying to make these opportunities available, and she is way beyond the advocacy of someone that doesn't have the time and energy and resources to do these things. And one final thought. The U.S. military, to me, was the great equalizer. And none of us want to go and fight wars in the Middle East or anywhere else, or at least I hope not. That's not why I joined the military. But when I got there, the military was a great equalizer. I mean, I had a Puerto Rican drill sergeant, Torres, and I had a white drill sergeant, Maston, and I served with black guys and white guys and Puerto Rican guys and people of all shapes and colors. And I can tell you, we were all green. Fatigue green. We were all soldiers. We were all crap buck privates. But at least we were all equals, you know, in our nothingness in the eyes of the drill sergeants. 844-967-2789. Going back to the phones. Joe from Arizona. How you been, Joe?
Hey, Cordy, I'm doing fine. Yeah, you know, I mean, it's funny how CJ can dominate and captivate because it's always an exercise in how we're really kind of conditioned to respond. And here I am responding. I used to listen to
Pavlov rang the bell and you're salivating, Joe.
Yeah, but I think it's an illustration, you know, building off what the guy from Minnesota said, that for me, it's just an intellectually dead area. I mean, it's going to be an area that you can, I mean, he said it all. He summed it up. It was built off of Reagan's Cadillac welfare driving Queens, the welfare queen that never existed. And like, you know, and then not only that, the moral teachings of CJ, you know, I mean, get the hell out of here with that junk. You know, to sit here and be able to step up and speak from the highest point, you know, gather around while CJ explains, like, the moral failure of the black community. Here's the moral failure is that we have hyper economic measurements for every single thing you could ever even possibly imagine. Data is king right now. And, like, you know what's not happening is there are no universal awarenesses of the exact extent of the rot of the community. Like, we don't even, and even as Democrats, right now, I saw a hill. It was a poll, and people felt by 3% they would rather have Donald effing Trump be president right now. It's 49% to 46.
Come on, man, that was Rasmussen or something, Joe.
Democrat. No, dude. It was here. I'll tell you exactly who it was. It was Harris, Harvard, Katz. And you know, but here's the deal: Democrats are losing in every single demographic, dude. And this is because we're not focusing on universal programs. We're getting broke down by CJ and his CTR critical theory, and then you chiming in, going to listen to Republican radio, trying to give the cogent understanding. They don't care about your cogent understanding, dude. They don't give an F about what we're doing. They do what they do. Like, they're embracing Kyle Rittenhouse. You know, that CJ would breastfeed Kyle Rittenhouse if he could get there. But at the end of the day, this is the circus. And Aristotle said it 2,000 years ago, 300 years before Jesus was living. And poverty is the parent of revolution and crime.
Joe, those are some solid words. The poorest zip code in the state of Wisconsin, 53706, that's Madison, Dane County. Median household income in that zip code, $9,800.